Okay, we are starting Simon Vav. We're on the bottom of page 21. Did Birchas Asher Yotzer Velokai Neshamo Perushaf? Sif Aleph over here in Simon Vav is one of the longer ones in Shulchan Aruch. And it is the only time you will find in Shulchan Aruch a perush of the bracha Barichas over here. Explain the bracha. It could be over here if you see how important the bracha of Asher Yotzer is. Okay, it's a very, very complicated bracha. And therefore, we're going to go through it word by word over, basically, going through the different things in Asher Yotzer. In a little background, what's bothering the Shulchan Aruch is a couple of questions that we find in the bracha of Asher Yotzer. One is maybe something that you're not so familiar about because it becomes a machlokas and nuschos of whether you say afilu sha'achas or not, which means it refers to, it says, if a Kaddish Baruch would open up our body, something would be wrong with our body, we would not be able to survive afilu sha'achas. Okay, which because begs the question, we know that's not necessarily true. Sometimes there are certain things that can happen. You can have a punctured vein, I don't know, whatever it might be, something in your body that explodes that they could save your life and you might not die right away. Because even if you would die, not you, whoever would happen to, they could survive for a number of days, if not longer, with these types of problems. So why do we say afilu sha'achas? Even he can't even survive afilu sha'achas. That's one din that we're going to be bothered. Another thing that we have to, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is also dealing with, is why is this bracha mitzaken only on going to the bathroom? Okay? As we'll see, this bracha is talking about the beautiness of the body and how the body functions. Definitely connected to going to the bathroom, but why daf going to the bathroom? There are a lot of other things we do during the day. Also, we should be saying Asher Yotzer. So that second question, I just want to give you an answer that I saw in the posting. It's quoted in the Sefer Chaim Moshe, and that is basically, this is a bracha that Chazal saw that was a very, very important thing to make. Okay. However, if we didn't metakin on a specific thing that we did during the day, we'd be saying it all day long. We have to constantly think every time we breathe, we should be saying Asher Yotzer. Okay? However, Chazal saw specifically one thing that we do during the day, specifically going to the bathroom, that's one of the pellas that happens with our body. Therefore, they're metakin it specifically on these things. Let's see over here, Simon Vav. Once again, this connects to waking up in the morning. We know we talked on TLC Yadayim Barichas, and we talk about Kavanah and Brachos and Simon Hey. Now we go to the bathroom. What happens then? Because she ate same basically. We talked about what happens in the bathroom. Okay, when you're in the bathroom, we talked about the halachas earlier on. Now, when you come out of the bathroom, you varich. Asher Yatzar Asadam Bechachma that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with chachma. Why? What is this chachma? Shebriyas Adam he bechachma nifla. Because the creation of man itself, that is bechachma nifla, and someone who does not think about this, contemplate how amazing our bodies that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it, you're missing a very, very, very important part. And therefore, when you say this bracha, you're supposed to have kavana. What's going on? V'yesh meforshim. What is this? What is this? Why is this such chachma in this pella? Al shem shaguf doma lenod mali ruach v'hu mali nekavit. That our body is basically a big tube that is filled with air. And it's filled with holes also. You got holes all over this tube. Kidala come on Mesama. We're gonna explain that later on in just a couple of moments. V'yesh mefarshim mechachma. What's this chachma? Shehitkin mezonotav shal adam rishon ve'achar kach baro. The chachma is referring to what we just read in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu first created food, and then he created on adam rishon. Okay? Ubara bo nignal. Next part of the bracha. Okay, he created us with many holes and many hollows, things that do not have holes. Different parts of our body, different evarim, different things inside of our body. There are some are nekavim, nekavim, some are chalulim, chalulim. Peirosh, what does it mean? Nekavim, rabim, we have many holes. Tabas, like our mouth and our nose and the places that we go to the bathroom. V'gam barabo evarim, rabim, chalulim. He also created many evarim that are chalul. Like our heart and our stomach and our innards. Okay, all these different things are created. Chalul. Sheem, the next part of the row. Sheem, yisazim echad mehem. If one of them closes up, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we first say in our Nusach, we say sheem yiposeach echad mehem before yisazim echad mehem. Okay, the Nusach of the Shulchan Aruch was the opposite. Sheem yisazim echad mehem. If you would enclose one of them, kolomer. Sheem nekavim yesh nekav echad shua peh. In our nekavim, we have one of the nekavim is the mouth. Shikshuba may emo when you're inside your mommy's tummy. Who saw some? Our mouths are closed when the baby is inside the mother's tummy. The mouth is closed. Ukshiyotzi lo avira olamu niftach. And when he comes out of the mother's stomach, it automatically opens up. However, mikish yotzi la'over olam, hayan yishar sasa, if the baby would come out and his mouth would stay closed and would not open up, lo haya actually iskaima filu sha'achas. Intrinsically, he's coming to answer our question. He said, what's a sha'achas? He says, number one, it's referring to specifically a baby who would come out of the mother's stomach and his evarim did not open up, they were supposed to open up, he would die immediately. Okay, that's what it means. You would not be able to stay alive even one moment. But the pella is, the baby comes out and automatically the mouth opens up, with also other pellas that happen the moment that is, so things with the heart. They're unbelievable things when you study the human body. There's just unbelievable things that obviously that no one could copy and create a human being, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'averim achalulim, they're the ones that are closed up. He might give niftach achanim. If one would open up, lo yayashal iskayim, afilu sha'achas, you would not be able to live even sha'achas. Okay, that's an assumption that's not always true once again, but that's what it's saying. There are definitely certain things that would explode inside our bodies, that they would die instantly. Va'od yesh lefarish. Now there's another way of explaining what is this afilu sha'achas business. It means like this. Shegvul yesh l'adam sheyecholim nekam l'sasim v'lo yamos. There is a gvul. There is a gvul that a person could live with not dying when his nekavim are closed up. However, that borderline became in sha'avar osu agvul. Once you would pass by that border of how long one could live with something that was open, that was supposed to be closed, or something that was closed that was supposed to be open, one moment past that gvul, you would not be allowed to live. So you see over here, he's really trying to work out this afil sha'achas thing, and therefore there are many nisqas, especially in Nisach Ashkenaz, that say not to say afilu sha'achas, and therefore many people in Nisach Ashkenaz don't say afilu sha'achas. However, even amongst those Ashkenazim, some even do say sha'achas. You look at Sifkat and Gimel, three lines down. Avol minaginu shelo lomar afilu sha'achas kemo shekatav Aram v'chein mochab Agudah keitav Magen Avram v'chein mashru bebir hagra. And that is also mashing the beer of Grah. It's interesting. I've seen other places that they quote the Grah saying that you are supposed to say it. I don't know if it's a machlokas within the Grah says, but the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that the Grah held, you do not say afilu sha'achas. Okay? And therefore, that's where the different minhagim come to say, if you take out the nusach, then half of this Shulchan Aruch does not apply, trying to explain to you why we say afilu sha'achas. Fine. Moving on. Right in the middle. V'keivan shebichlal anekavim hei piyat tabas opiyam. Since some of the Nekavim, now he's coming to explain why this is Dafka Metakin and Asher Yatzim. Since amongst these Nekavim that get closed up, that one would die, it's the Piatabas and Via Ba'ama, the two places where we go to the man goes to the bathroom with. Ubichal Ivarim Achalulim, and part of the Ivarim that are howl, that are closed up, is our stomach and our digestive system. Okay, all the places where the Soa and Meira Glayim come through, those are part of the things that are Chalul in our body. So since they're very much connected to the system that are it's actually going to the bathroom, is very much connected to it. So Yisrael came cares. It makes sense to put the shevach of the beautiness of our body on actually going to the bathroom. After Odin, furthermore, I made another reason. Since if someone had such bad, let's say, diarrhea, where he just kept on going to the bathroom, he would eventually die. If he would not be able to control the system, he's throwing up, go to the bathroom, and he would not be able to keep anything inside of his body, he would eventually die. Therefore, he says, "Bichlal shim pasech achad mihemu." This is part of shimi pasech achad mihem, avi shimi pasech achad mihem, nami meinina siyas trachal mamish. That's mamish going to the bathroom. Fine. So that is the afilu sha'achas shimi pasech achad mihem. Oh, he's the same achad mihem. Now we get to the end of the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, rofei chol basar umafilu asot. Some of you rofei chol liko basar. Rofei chol basar umafilu asot. Okay, he's rofei. What's this rofei thing? Since these nekavim, these holes in our body were created in order to get rid of the psolus that comes in, that we all know, you eat the food and our body somehow is able to take in the nutrients and all the good stuff, and it sends out all the stuff that it does not need. So that's an unbelievable thing. That's why that is. Psolus is the bad stuff. Okay, the psolus is the bad stuff. Like Beit Borer, Ochel mitoch psolus. Okay, the good stuff you take from the bad. If a person would not, the body would not be allowed to be able to do this. It would eventually stay in the system and you would eventually die if it was not unable to excrete the things that were not supposed to stay in the body. So since that is obviously very much connected to the brachin of hashbad and yamut, but it's also hirufua. Therefore, by taking out of the system, that's mamish refuah. Because if we would, our body, it's just a natural refuah. Our body, when we eat, we're keilu gil sick, because we put something of stuff in our body that the body does not need, it does not want. And if it would stay there, we would die. So therefore, just dafka, going to the bathroom, that is a type of refuah. And therefore, that's why you say, rofei chobasar mafli lasos. Okay, rofei, that's the lashon of refuah. Final mafli lasos. What's this mafli lasos? Mafli lasos. It's like it's a wonderment. What's this wonderment that we have, this pella that we talk about in the bracha? Mivneisha adam domelino mali rach, like we saw at the beginning of the machab. Because our system is like a tube. Our body is like a big tube that's filled with oxygen and all other types of things that our body that we learned in chemistry. Okay, normally, if you take a tube and what do? You stick or put a pin into it, what would happen? All the ruach, everything would come out of the tube. Nevertheless, our body is filled with pores and other nikavim in our body, but the ruach does not leave. Our action stays in the system and it goes through the system and works very nicely. We don't lose everything that we have, so they have in a physical manner. I raise a pella. So that's the wonderment that we say, Rofei chobasar mafli lasot. Two other perushim. The Machaber says, V'od yesh lefarsh. Another explanation. What's the pella over here? Al shem shibboru tovim achov edoch obsos, like we said before. Just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a body that's able to take in the good stuff and feed our body the nutrients and the vitamins that we need, and it excretes all the other stuff, that's a pella. That's an unbelievable thing. Pile ployin. And therefore we say mafli lasos because of that fact that it can take in the good and excrete the bad out of our body. And then that's all in a physical manner. Whether it's because it keeps in the oxygen, all the other things that needs our body needs, or that it takes in the good of the food and it excretes the bad. So the Mechaber is saying it's called mafli lasos on a physical manner. The Ramah says you can see it in a spiritual manner also. What's this mafli lasos? V'od yesh lefarish shemafli lasos v'mash shomer ruach adam bekirbo. Sounds very much like the first era of the Mechaber, but it's very different. What's he talking about? V'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. He's saying that mafli lasos, that we talk about the functioning of our body, that our goof and our neshama could work in the same system. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It should not be. If you look in Torah Sabayis, okay, the Chavetz Chaim talks about the length. You have, and the Shammai, I believe, talks about this also. You have this neshama that enters into the goof. The goof is a completely physical thing. The neshama is a completely spiritual thing. The goof takes in food and physical things to keep it going. The neshama needs Torah, mitzvos, to keep it going. Okay? It doesn't make sense that she could be able to be together in the same body. It doesn't make sense that the neshama could live inside the goof. His neshama is mishtamer inside of his body. That's the mafli, that's the pella of our body, that we can be spiritual beings. We can have a neshama and it can live inside a physical body. Okay, we just take it for granted that these things happen. When you think about it, it's an unbelievable thing. You have the thing that's the most holy, unbelievable thing called the neshama, that's a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's shomer into this physical body. Okay, we have to figure out in life, that's our job, is to be able to combine the spiritual and the physical. We obviously have to eat, and we have to sleep to keep our physical body going, but it's really in order and only to enable the spiritual neshama to have be nurtured through our Torah mitzvos, and the fact that it could stay inside this body, it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu ties it down inside our body, does not let it go. Except we go to sleep at night, it goes up and stays in Shemayim for a little bit until Kodesh Baruch Hu is machzer and neshama, like we'll learn in the end of the simon. That's the bracha of Asher Yatzar, to understand and give us a little bit of insight of what this bracha is and how important our body is, and how important, most importantly, is to what we're learning from over here, is to give Shevach Va'udah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the amazing body that He has given us, and not take it for granted. And we remember it the bunch of times we go to the bathroom every day. We say the bracha of Asher Yatzar to have this all in mind. Ad kan for today.